A Richmond mother is fundraising for BC Women's Hospital through her self-published children's book about a pregnancy complication. Michelle Luz, me. My IUGR story, was inspired by her experience giving birth to her daughter, Avery. The funds will benefit the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, NICU, at BC Women's Hospital. Louie started experiencing intrauterine growth restriction, IUGR, during the 33rd week of her pregnancy. She described the following 2 weeks as a roller coaster ride. IUGR is a condition when a baby is growing slowly and doesn't weigh as much as a medical professional expected them to during a particular stage of pregnancy. We found out that Avery was measuring small and needed very close monitoring to make sure she still had a heartbeat and all, said Louie. It was very emotional because it just sprung up on us without any notice. Avery was delivered at 35 weeks weighing just over 3 pounds, 1,435 grams, and, very small, but is doing well now, according to Louie. She decided to write a children's book and portray her pregnancy experience through the perspective of the baby to raise awareness of what IUGR is. The main message of the book is that every baby and story is different, said Louie, adding that it's important for parents to not make comparisons between their children. In our society, there are comparisons that are being made, and I think it's so important to just celebrate life in general, no matter what their birth story is, what they might look like, or how they behave. It's about creating a positive outlook around differences. Aside from printing and shipping costs, all royalties and purchases from the books will be donated to NICU at BC Women's Hospital. The book can be purchased on Amazon, and separate donations can also be made to the hospital's neonatal unit here.